Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Chronic pain and fatigue plague many people, and the effects can be devastating. Often, when we seek treatment from a doctor for pain or fatigue, the treatment focuses on the one symptom rather than the many factors that may contribute to what we are experiencing. My guest today, Dr. Marvin Portner, is a pioneer in the field of holistic medicine. He seeks to treat the entire person by looking at their physical, mental, emotional, and environmental health rather than just one isolated symptom. He joins me today to also share how holistic healing holds the key to treating some of the most prevalent and distressing disorders facing many of us. Dr. Marvin Portner, welcome to the show. Honored to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So I've always admired the fact that you look at the entire person and not just the symptom, because I truly believe, you know, everything is connected, the physical, the mental, the emotional. How do you begin to have that conversation with clients to get them to see it if they're not looking at it in that way?
How do I do it now?
I know a lot of people will come in and say, fix my problem, you know, like,
right,
what's wrong with me? And that's not the case.
Right. Yeah. Well, what happened was many years ago, I had a typical allergy immune internal medicine office.
Mm-hmm.
But it became clear that the limited approaches were not adequate. So in the late 70s and in the 80s, I actually left my practice and went to India, where I happened to meet my wife, who mm-hmm. spoke to you earlier this morning. And
yes.
We had lived in, both lived in the Palisades nearby, and knew a lot of the same people in the early holistic community in L.A., mm-hmm. but had never met.
Very cool.
I had begun doing TM, and I began to do hands-on healing, and that didn't work out in my old standard office. The nurses were saying, why are you putting your hands on the person? Why are you trying to heal them? And it got to be impossible. So I left. Met Eleanor and decided to come back, and we got married, and we've been working together ever since. And
so fantastic.
She's a psychologist, and we both have been involved in spiritual mind-body work. So that's how I got started. But and over the years, I've studied acupuncture, acupressure, Reiki, craniosacral work, and all of these techniques can be helpful. So anyone who comes to see me with fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue or a so-called Candida syndrome, and by the way, all of these, I believe, overlap. If you take something, if you take circles or overlapping circles, it's called a Venn, V-E-N diagram,
uh-huh.
you find that a lot of these conditions have the same symptoms. Fibromyalgia
mm-hmm.
has maybe more pain and more sleep issues. Chronic fatigue has more fatigue and more infectious type manifestations. Food allergies and food sensitivities have a lot of the same symptoms as well. And the so-called Candida syndrome, which I believe is real,
mm-hmm.
again, has a lot of the same symptoms, except that usually it's female, have problems with chronic yeast infections and intestinal issues, as well as the fatigue and pain and fever. So they're all mm-hmm. kind of related. I like to look at each person. What are the factors that are causal? What are the triggering factors? And usually the immune system is involved in some way in all of these issues. For example, the fibromyalgia patients sometimes end up 10 years later having another autoimmune disease, or maybe they already have Hashimoto's or some kind of arthritis. So,
mm-hmm.
and chronic fatigue patients have a weakened immune system, but sometimes they have airborne allergies. And if you treat the airborne allergies, the immune system is more balanced and they can be more functional and able to control the infectious aspect of their chronic fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like to use all of these various approaches. I like to teach people how to meditate if they don't know how to do it. I like to do healing energy work with people, and more importantly, teach them how to do it themselves, because after all, everybody is a light body. When I was in India and I was doing a lot of meditating, I saw that everyone had lights around them. I didn't know what it was. And basically, we're all energy bodies, and we can all tap in to that part of ourselves so that we can do self-healing.
I love that. And how much of this also is emotional and mental? Because I mean, I work with clients day in and day out, and I know how connected that could be if you're going through something, some pain on a deep emotional level or just a transition of some kind. It does affect us physically, and it's all connected.
Absolutely. Right? And you know, the emotions and how we perceive our life situation can make us more likely to become infected, or right, to have chronic fatigue, or to have more pain, or to affect our sleep, and it works the other way as well. So you always have to work, I believe, at what the causal factors are in each person. Some people need therapy. Some people need biofeedback. Mm-hmm. There's lots of different approaches depending on what the person's primary causal factors are.
Right. Right. And I know, I'm sure that you help your clients figure out if it's something that is something in their environment or something that's emotional going on or something mentally, physically. But how can we begin to kind of, like you said, the Venn diagrams, but how can we begin today if someone's listening out there to start addressing these issues? Maybe do you encourage people to write down what's going on in their lives, or when they do see a professional or doctor like yourself, to explain all the other parts of their lives? I think people kind of leave out certain things that are going on and don't give a holistic point of view to their practitioner or the professional helping them, and then they really don't know the whole story.
Exactly. Well, part of the problem is the limited time that most practitioners have in their offices nowadays, 10, 15 minutes, and then you have to move out.
Right.
You know, see someone else. That's really sad. So in my practice, I spend at least an hour with the patient, and I go over the mind, the body, the emotions, and all aspects. And I take a complete history going back to childhood, because often the patterns go back to someone's childhood. And, sometimes the answer is as simple as, how did you change your diet? You know, what's happened mm-hmm. to your diet? I had one man who had all kinds of rashes, and we allergy tested him, and the only thing that showed up was soybean. Now, this was in the 80s, and people weren't eating soybeans then. Turns out that his wife was adding soy to his hamburgers so he would have lower fat level in his body, and he didn't know about it. So when we stopped his soy, he got fine.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's pretty incredible. And when you were doing the work in India, and you said that you see people as light, I have heard that you can tap into people's energy in a special way. You could kind of see through them, if you will. Is that still the case, or do you still do that?
I don't see through it. My wife sees it. I feel it with my hands.
You feel it with your hands.
Been something, yes, that's something that I apparently did as a child. And so I feel the energy more than I see it.
Okay.
I think we can all learn to find where in our body, you know, we need more energy, and we can learn to focus that energy by various means to that area, including hands-on work, including acupressure, various ways of individuals learning to heal themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I encourage anybody that is listening to take this, you know, take this into account, that you can heal yourself, and you could find a practitioner that could show you the way, in a sense. I think a lot of people are, a little bit intimidated by that. But I know that energy work and hands-on healing is so powerful and can really be that thing that actually changes your life. So I encourage anybody to try that. And please tell everybody they could find you, Dr. Marvin Portner.
Well, you can look at my website, look up Marvin Portner, MD, or PortnerMedical.com. And
yes,
I'm happy to give a free consultation for 5 minutes to any of your people
Fantastic.
Who want to call in, 310-266-3050. You can text me, and I'll call you back.
Thank you so much, Dr. Marvin Portner. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us, and stay well.